State Senator Chris Telfer talks with students today at Bend High School. She'll talk about a substance abuse bill she plans to introduce in the coming session. The bill will help schools and cities deal with students who are high on drugs by making it illegal for minors to be under the influence of the drugs.
Can't go to school drunk, but you can go stoned or using any other illegal drug, minors. And so whether it be school or downtown or wherever minors happen to be, this is legislation that would treat being stoned or on some illegal drug, such as a DUI or an MIP, minor in possession.
Telfer says she's gotten a lot of positive feedback on the proposed legislation and backing from school districts, police, and downtown businesses. Central Oregon's Regional Wildland Firefighting Dispatch Center may soon have a new home. Fire officials in the city of Redmond are looking at possibly moving the center from its current location at the Prineville Airport. An article in the Bulletin says the location under consideration is near the U.S. Forest Service's Redmond Air Center on the north side of the Redmond Airport. Officials say they're looking at the possibility of building a 7,000-square-foot building there. They say so far no money has been allocated, nor has a final location been chosen. A local woman speaks out on a change that could allow the return of slaughterhouses in the U.S. Pro-slaughter activists say with state approval, slaughterhouses could open in the U.S. in 30 to 90 days. Joan Steelhammer of Bend fears that people struggling to make ends meet may be tempted to sell their horses to a slaughterhouse.
Part of the problem, though, when they outlawed slaughter here was what it did was add another layer of misery in the fact that then they started hauling them all the way to Mexico or to Canada where there was no oversight. I know three of the mares that I saved from slaughter from Warm Springs had their babies almost instantly upon arriving at our place, and those animals would have given birth on the slaughter truck.
Wyoming lawmaker Sue Wallace says ranchers need to have an option of selling old and unfit horses at a better price. The payroll tax cut expires January 1st. That is, unless Congress is able to agree on a plan to renew it. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford reports one Oregon congressman thinks borrowing money to pay for it is a bad idea.
Payroll tax holiday is very expensive.
Congressman Peter DeFazio says it doesn't make sense to take $120 billion from the revenue that would be going into the Social Security Trust Fund.
We have to borrow the money to put back in the Social Security Trust Fund.
DeFazio says lowering the payroll tax won't increase spending and it won't create jobs. DeFazio differs from other Democrats who want to increase the tax cut and make millionaires pay for it. Republicans say the tax cut must be paid for with savings elsewhere in the budget. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
Failed landslide control efforts are jeopardizing Oregon's largest road contract. The Oregonian reports engineers have been able to fix landslide issues along the U.S. 20 realignment, which have raised the cost of the project upwards to $230 million. The project has been mostly stalled since the winter of last year when columns on two of the bridges were off-center. Contractors are looking at new options to finish the project, the largest contract given by the Transportation Department. Port of Portland says it's aware of a plan by the Occupy movement to attempt to shut down West Coast ports, including Portland's, on December 12th. Spokesman Josh Thomas says they don't have all the details yet.
We know that the proposed protest is not specific to Portland, and also that it's not an activity that's sanctioned by the ILWU, which is the International Longshore and Warehouse Union.
The head of the Local 8 of the Longshoremen's Union told the Portland Tribune that even though they support the goals of the Occupy movement, union members will continue loading and unloading ships. Newport Avenue Market owner Rudy Dory says America's palate has changed over the past 35 years. The owner of the market says for himself, his tastes have changed too.
You know, I drink a lot more red wine than I used to, and I have developed a love affair for pomegranates. As it turns out, it's considered one of the superfoods. The adventure in food has really opened my palate. I grew up in the 50s and the very early 60s. My mom, you know, cooked. We ate most of our meals at home. My mom, you know, was a traditional meat and potatoes. And that's how we grew up.
Dory celebrates 35 years in the grocery business today and will transform the market into a 1970s-like business for a party. He's encouraging his customers to join in the fun, dress for the 70s, and enjoy some giveaways that they'll be handing out all day long. For these stories and more, you can check us out online anytime at kbnd.com, and you'll get instant updates on breaking news when you follow us on Twitter. Our next local newscast comes your way at 7:05 this morning. I'm Dave Jarvis reporting for News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.